One Man's Family, brought to you every weekday night at this time, transcribed by Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer and many other fine, dependable pharmaceutical products. Overheard between Clifford and Hazel in the kitchen at the family home.
Cliff, what in the world's the matter with Father?
I don't know, Hazel. Storm's been gathering for several hours. Mrs. Kettleman's upstairs lying down. Even Arnie Gans went home early tonight, hurt to the quick.
Not really. Arnie, too?
Oh, sure. When Dad's in one of these, even the favorites get sideswiped a little.
Mm-hmm. So that's how it is with the barbers today. Are you planning something special over the weekend? A party, perhaps, or an evening out to celebrate some particular occasion? Well, remember, friends, late hours and late refreshments sometimes result in an uncomfortable acid upset feeling in the stomach. And what do we do for it? Well, I can tell you what thousands of folks depend on for relief. Alka-Seltzer. Yes, a glass of bubbling, sparkling Alka-Seltzer before you go to bed can give you the fast, effective relief you want. As a result, you'll sleep better and wake up feeling better next morning. Remember this simple little rule. When you've been out late, had late refreshments, and acid indigestion threatens, take Alka-Seltzer before you go to bed. That's Alka-Seltzer in the friendly blue and white package. Chapter 5, Book 81. It's a short, pleasant walk to the Barber family home from Hazel Barber Murray's, three blocks down and two blocks over. And almost every day, Hazel manages to find time to drop in on Father and Mother Barber. Her visits last sometimes from 15 minutes to half an hour or so. But her call this afternoon is strangely brief. She arrived a few minutes ago, found Fanny and Henry in the library, talked to them for less than 3 minutes, excused herself, and at this moment we find her going through the kitchen, where Cliff, standing at the sink, is gloomily sipping a glass of buttermilk.
What in the world's the matter with Father, Cliff? Goodness, he's grumpy. What's gone wrong?
I don't know, Hazel. Nobody knows. Been a storm gathering around here. Broke over our heads this morning.
Why, he didn't want to see me at all. Mother gave me a high sign to get out of the library.
Oh, sure. I suspect Mom's working on him. But hi-ho, these things pass. Lately, I've taken to drinking buttermilk. It quiets my insides.
Do you suppose his knee is hurting him again?
I didn't think of that. All I know is he's been firing in all directions. It's really been a dilly, Hazel. Let's see, the casualties up to now, well, me, of course. Let anything go wrong around here, and I can manage to stick my head around the corner just in time to catch a wet towel in the eye.
Oh, Cliff.
But that's the pattern. You expect that. But Mrs. Kettleman upstairs lying down. Annie Garnes, the gardener, went home early. Hurt to the quick.
Oh, not really. Arnie?
Oh, sure. When we're having one of these, even the favorites get sideswiped a little.
I'll bet Father's ill.
Clifford?
Oh, yes, Mom?
Clifford, your father wants to see you.
Ooh-hoo.
Please go right in the light. Oh, Hazel, I thought you'd gone.
Mother, is the knee hurting him again?
I'm not sure yet just what it is, Hazel. But he's very sorry about the way he's acted. I'll see you later, my dear.
All right, Mother.
Sorry I haven't time to talk right now. Clifford, come on.
What's up now, Ma? Oh, so long, Hazel.
Bye, Cliff.
Your father has something he wants to say to you, Clifford. You let him say it and then go on out because I want to talk to him some more. I suspect I know what's troubling him. Now, just go right on into the library. Henry, Clifford's here.
Yes.
You, feeling all right, Dad?
Yes.
Hazel thought maybe your knee was hurting you again.
My knee is perfectly all right, Clifford. Hazel doesn't know anything about my knee.
What was it you wanted to say to Clifford, Henry? I called him for you. Now here he is.
Yes. Clifford.
Yes, Dad?
If I said anything, Clifford, to you at breakfast or at any other time during the day, which was open to misinterpretation... Oh, yes, I hope you have not misinterpreted anything I happened to say this morning, Clifford.
Well, no, that is... No, it's all right, Dad.
People persist in misunderstanding little chance remarks I make sometimes. Yes.
Okay, Dad. Is that all you wanted to see me about?
Yes.
Thanks for coming in, Clifford.
Yeah, okay, Ma.
There now, Henry, don't you feel better? You have a little talk with Mrs. Kettleman tonight, and with Arnie Gans tomorrow, and things will be all right. Won't they, Amy?
Yes.
I suspect what's troubling you, Henry, but you don't realize how brusque you are to everyone when you're troubled.
Oh.
I'm worried, too, but I don't go flailing out at everybody.
Yeah, what are you talking about?
Well, you're worried about Elwood and Teddy.
Elwood and Teddy? Why should I worry about Elwood and Teddy? You aren't building something up about those two, are you? Why, they're getting along fine. Elwood's dental practice is thriving at all.
Henry, it is your knee. Henry, if your knee is hurting again, why don't you say so?
No, Fanny, no, not my knee.
Then what is the matter with you?
Well,
have you got a pain somewhere?
Tooth.
What?
Sore tooth, Fanny.
A sore tooth? Well, why didn't you say so? How long have you had this?
I didn't sleep a wink last night. My whole right jaw is a cradle of pain, Fanny.
Honestly.
A cradle of pain.
You have a grandson-in-law who is a dentist, Henry.
Huh? What are you going to do?
I'm going to call Dr. Elwood Giddings right this minute, Henry.
It's too late in the day. I won't go there today. Fanny, hang up. I won't go to San Rafael today. It's threatening weather, Fanny. I'll go tomorrow. Day after tomorrow. I won't go today.
Dr. Giddings speaking. Oh, hello, Mother Barber. Oh, is that so? Oh, that's too bad. Why, I'll take him any time. What's that? Oh, why, sure. I'll work him into my schedule tomorrow morning, anytime you get here.
Elwood?
Oh, just a moment, Mother Barber. Teddy just walked in. Teddy, I'm on the telephone.
All right, Elwood.
How long has he had it? Uh-huh. I see. All right, fine. Yeah, well, I'll expect you tomorrow. Well, Teddy, you got home early tonight.
Yes, Elwood.
That was your grandmother. Father Barber has a toothache. They're coming over in the morning. Oh, here, let me take your call.
Oh, no, Elwood, I'm going right back. I'll just put it down here. I'm going to have to stay in town for a week or so, Elwood. I know that sounds a little startling, but it won't be when I've explained it.
Duty, Teddy?
Well, partly. Come on in our bedroom while I put a few things in a suitcase.
All right. Go ahead, Teddy.
Have you looked outside? The sky's very ominous. I'd like to get back before the storm. You know, when I fell asleep at the wheel the other night, it's really frightened me about driving, Elwood, especially when it's wet. Would you hand down my suitcase, the big one? It's on the top shelf in the closet. Why are you looking at me that way, Elwood? You don't mind if I go?
I haven't heard yet why you're going.
Oh, well, I'm going to stay with Maudie Pemberton a few days. You know, I've mentioned Maudie. She's the girl I took nurse's training with. She's at a private hospital at Dante. And she has a nice apartment on Greenwich Street. It's so convenient, Elwood, when I'm late and everything.
I still haven't heard why you're going.
I guess I'm so tired I don't make sense anymore. Well, there's a hospital ship coming in next week, Elwood, and Major Brixton asked me today if I'd mind doing considerable extra duty in surgery. And I'll be working all sorts of hours again, so I thought it would be much easier to stay over there if it's all right with you.
For a week, Teddy? Is that it?
Well, while the rush is on, yes. I thought you could drive me over tonight if you would, and then you can have the car here. You see, Elwood?
When does the hospital ship come in? Tonight?
Oh, no, not until Monday or Tuesday, but...
You'll surely be in plenty of time if you go back tonight.
I know it sounds a little ridiculous, but I can tell you how it came about, Elwood. You see, I got off a little early this afternoon, and I dropped in at Maudie's apartment. It's on Greenwich Street. Oh, did I tell you that?
Yes.
Oh, well, it's a very cute place with a wonderful view of the marina, and well, she invited me to come over for next week, and with the storm gathering over the bay, and the paper says we're in for several days of rain, well, I just said I thought I'd come over and get my things and go back tonight.
You want the big suitcase, you say?
It's up there on the top shelf.
Yeah, I've got it.
Thank you.
Put it in the bed?
Oh, no, here. Thank you. I got plenty of uniforms at the hospital. I'll just need some night things and a dress or two. You won't mind driving me back?
I won't need the car, Teddy.
Well, why not?
You're going to a good deal of trouble to run away from me, Teddy. I won't complicate it any further by following you.
Why, Elwood.
Shall we stop kidding ourselves, Teddy?
Well, Elwood,
You run away from this place as if it were a cage from the day we got here. I'm at last beginning to catch on. This week is going to stretch out into quite a long period. 2 weeks, three, four. There's quite an air of finality about this week with Maudie. Oh,
why, Elwood, no such thing.
You're running away from me, Teddy. From marriage and from me. Let's not kid ourselves about it any longer. When you leave tonight, you're actually leaving for good.
Elwood, Well, if you don't want me to go...
I'm going to help you pack, Teddy. And you're not going to take just one suitcase. You're going to take everything. All your clothes, three suitcases in the trunk, and the car.
Oh, you're furious at me. I didn't...
No. No, I'm heartsick, Teddy. I love you. I always will. But I don't want marriage on these terms.
But Elwood...
If you go tonight, because there's a hospital ship coming in next week, and it may rain this evening, if you go, then I insist that you face it and realize that you've gone for good. Or until such a time, if that's ever possible, that you can come to me, Teddy, and say that honestly, with your whole heart, you want to be my wife. All right, let's get the bags down. I'll help you pack.
The Barbers will be back in just a moment. And now, friends, let's talk about Bactine, the amazing new family antiseptic.
That's one of my favorite subjects, Mr. Barton. At our house, we think Bactine is wonderful. I bought a bottle right away when I first heard about it, because I'd been looking for an antiseptic that the children wouldn't mind. You know, something that wouldn't sting or burn or stain skin or clothing. Bactine is certainly the answer. Now when my youngsters scratch or cut themselves, or when I do, we do as you say. Bathe it with Bactine.
And have you also found other uses for Bactine?
Oh, I should say we have. My husband suffers from the discomforts of athlete's foot, and he says Bactine is the only thing he's found that gives him so much relief. And when we have sickness in the family, Bactine is such a help. I use it on hands to make sure they're free from germs, and on the dishes and thermometers and things we use in the sick room, too. We just wouldn't be without it, Mr. Barton. Like I said, we think Bactine is wonderful.
Well, that's what we're hearing from homemakers all over the country. We know you'll like Bactine, too, friends. Yes, we know you will appreciate its many uses and its amazing germ-killing power. And to help you get acquainted with Bactine, we make this remarkable double-your-money-back offer. Get a bottle of Bactine from your druggist. And if you don't agree it's the finest household antiseptic and general-purpose germicide you ever used, return the empty bottle to Miles Laboratories, tell why you don't like it, and get double your money back. Be sure you ask for Bactine, Bactine. Here's the family again.
Hello? Oh, yes, Father Barber. Well, if it pains that much, sir, you better come right now. Yes. Yes, I'll be waiting for you.
Friends, remember, try Bactine, the marvelous new family antiseptic and general-purpose germicide. Get it on the no-risk guarantee of double your money back if you're not satisfied. Go to your drugstore and get a 30 or 70 cent bottle of Bactine. Try it for many of its amazing uses. Then if you don't think Bactine is the finest family antiseptic you've ever used, if you don't find more uses for it than any other antiseptic you ever used, return the empty bottle to Miles Laboratories, tell why you don't like it, and get double your money back. Get Bactine right away. Bactine. Bactine. One Man's Family is brought to you every weekday night at this time, transcribed by Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer. Monday, Father Barber Fears the Worst, Chapter 6, Book 81. This is a Carlton E. Morse production, directed by Michael Raffetto.